topic was suggested by the fact that we're approaching the 50th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. These last few years, the last years of the 1990s, are a sort of a season of semi-centennial anniversaries. The reason's obvious. World War II marked a very significant turning point in human affairs. The industrial societies were mostly destroyed. The U.S. economy prospered during the war. The U.S. ended the war in a position of extraordinary power. It had about half the wealth of the world, incomparable military power and security, and naturally it used this power to attempt to organize the world, to construct a new world order, which in fact was really deserved the term. It's now half a century. We can look back and ask how it's fared. The new world order of the late 40s was based on three fundamental building blocks. One was an international economic order, what's called the Bretton Woods system. A second was an international political order, of which the foundation is the United Nations Charter. And the third was a set of international norms for the behavior of governments toward their populations. That's the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So what I want to do is review where these stand, what's happened to them, what it suggests for the future, and I'll focus primarily on the third, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.